to explain and to make it, trying to make it a part of my life, and to be able to understand what God is saying to his people. You got all these ways that God speaks to us, and then to be able to, I've heard a lot of things in the natural, but I want to hear it spiritually. I want to have ears to hear what the Lord is saying. Lord, God speaks to us in so many ways, and even through our young people here. I just thank everything, you know, we was talking about today, you know, the things that happen to us that we go through, trials and troubles. Of course, we all have them, so if you don't have any, just kind of, I'm sure we all have enough to share if anybody don't have any troubles. But they're really, they're helping us grow. If we take it right, Sister Rochella was reminding us by being in the valley that, of course, a lot of beautiful things grows in valleys. If you can enjoy any of it, beautiful flowers and lilies, what have you, and they're in the valleys. Get them to the mountaintops, you may not have a lot of growth up there. Of course, most people like the mountaintop, but you don't have, they tell me that even there's a lion when you're going up a mountain there, you don't even find any snakes up on a mountaintop. So anyway, there's a lion. But we're going to pray for them, different ones. I know Sister Fisher gave us a report on Sister Jackie today and told us some of her situation and needs. Remember her and her family, and Brother Smith over in Dominican Republic. When is he coming home, Sister Smith? Friday? All right, let's remember him. I heard Brother Michael's got a job somewhere in Louisiana somewhere. Is that right? Shreveport? Okay. Remember Brother Michael and was it Joel? Joel's happening? Joel. All right. So anyway, there's things going on. God's people, blessed people. Regardless of what we encounter, we're blessed people. I just happened to look. I saw Sister Roberts, and I thought, did she go to Dallas with him? You wish. Well, they brought it back, Sister Roberts. They the vessel held that wonderful spirit all the way back here. So it's wonderful to participate in just that part of it. We'll get enough band numbers yet? Band members to have a band? We do? But anyway, let's pray first that God will bless the Durhams. And since you guys just got back from Dallas, what about Brother Chad met Neptune? Okay. What's that? Just that he, what you're saying, he going to have surgery and they'll know more later. So let's pray for him. So he's taking it right. That's what he's doing. That's good. Sister. She's broken about it. Okay. Sister, her daughter, Sister Brenda. Keep praying for her. All right. Yes, ma'am. All right. Let's pray for Sister Cindy and pray for her. See, who was that from Batesville? That's Marissa. Good to see you. All right, brother and sister Boyd. I thought they had already moved everything, but he said they are in the process. They're working on it. They all right, brother. Yes, Brother Matt's. Okay. So the house. Pray that God will help him. Brother DJ. Right. You got him. Who is it?
One of his friends in Conway.
Conway? Okay. Motorcycle accident. All right. Brother Fred. All right. Let's remember Brother Stewart. I know no school has already started and all, but they keep talking about this. The swine flu and all these things. I know it's a concern, but I don't know. I know everything that happens. You know, we know God can. If you consider God, the Bible says in the day of adversity, consider. So if you consider God and in it, all the situation is going on and. And pray, you know, we talk about it, you know, praying. My prayer life has increased. I know your prayer life is increasing, but I know things are going on. You can't just sit and worry about things. You know, I know this flu thing is serious, but you can't get in the mother grub and just worry about things. We eventually, like Brother Durham said, we're going to each thing that we go through encounter, it helps us to build more trust in the Lord, and then as we build, like he's saying, you know, eventually that's going to be a trial, that's going to be a big trial, what he said, a big one. So we have to get through the smaller things to be able to be stronger for the bigger one that's coming. And somebody said, you know, when you have trouble, you get through one, you just say next. You know, it's going to be another trouble down the road. So we just have to keep trusting God to help us through everything and trusting one another, you know, trusting, you know, we're among friends, and I appreciate God's people, and to be in a place where people are seeking God, you know, reaching out, having that desire to reach out and asking God to help them and giving them direction. So any other requests? Brother Stewart. All right, remember Brother Daniels, pray for him, that God will help him. You still teaching, Sister Rufus? Yeah. Ma'am?
I'm looking for a job.
Okay, all right. Remember, Sister Rufus. Somebody else looking for a job. So, pray for those that are looking for a job and trying to sell their homes in Republic, people there that are selling the homes and the church. And so anyway, let's stand and pray for God's people. Father in heaven, we thank you this night, oh God, for this, your grace that you overshadowed our lives with, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Bless your people, Lord, in their needs. Help Sister Jackie Tucker, Lord, and her family. Help them. Give them strength, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Merciful God, merciful God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So send these requests, Lord, help us. Precious Savior, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lift up my hands to the King. Look around and tell a friend or two. Yeah, talk about
support on the youth activity down in Dallas, but he said he'd just save it for you guys. He was overwhelmed. He almost did, but he said, "Well, I let them give a report, so whoever wants to, all of you can. We'd like to hear from you."
Well, number one, it was amazing. Just throw that out there. I was telling the people in the van on the way up here that it almost felt like a dream because it was just a little bit too good to be true. But let me just kind of tell y'all something that I've been going through, and Andrew doesn't even know this, and I didn't even really know it until I got there. But since me and Andrew are the youth leaders, we kind of feel like we haven't done enough for the youth, and we try, but it's always like we're not doing good enough. And in the back of my mind, I think I was thinking, well, maybe we're not cut out for it. I'm 19, he's 21. We have jobs, I have school, we have church, and maybe we're just not good enough for it. Maybe we weren't supposed to be the youth leaders, and or right now anyway. So just kind of a brief totally lost my train of thought. The service started out with Our God Reigns, and my cousin Ashley went down front, so I went down with her, and Brother Chad, or someone, said, let's have a prayer line. So I really didn't go through the prayer line, but I was at the end of it, so when people would walk through, I'd help them, you know, go, like, keep on going so it wouldn't stop up. So I just started thinking. I was like, wow, this is the youth of the body of Christ. And that just kept going through my mind. And at Little Rock, they're saying, or we have been saying, that we're the church of tomorrow. We're going to be the ones to pick it up when, you know, everyone is, we're going to be the ones to pick everything up. And that just kept playing through my mind. So I just started crying. And I think I started getting to the spirit a little bit. So when I was going back through, someone was talking to me, I don't even know who it was, but they were praying for me and saying, God let her accept her responsibility. And I was like, okay, how did this person even know that I was even going through anything? And when I heard that, I was like, wow, I didn't even know I was going through anything. But so then I started crying even more, and I was like, what's that supposed to mean? So then I started thinking about it and looking around, and by the time I was back at my seat, and I could not stop crying, and my heart just like felt like it was the size, I said a basketball, but I mean, now thinking about it, it felt huge. Anyway, it was just pounding, and I just couldn't stop crying. And I just started looking around, and I was like, wow, this is what me and my husband are supposed to do. We're supposed to help these people when they get down, to lift them back up and be their strong tower when they don't know to lean on God, and be there for them. And I was looking at our youth, and I just could not stop crying. Anyway, so I went and found Krista, because her and David have been the youth leaders, and they're the people that I always went to. And I was like, Krista, how did you do it? How did you, when you're having struggles yourself, how did you be the strong tower for all of us when we were the youth? And she was like, Brittany, it wasn't me. It was God talking through me and David. And when you feel that you need, you know, to work with someone, that's not you. That's God talking through you to go help that person. And she was like, you know, I was thinking about going through the prayer line again. You want to go with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. She was not wanting to go through the prayer line again. She was doing that for me, which I'm very glad. But anyway, we went back through, and I don't know, when we were just going through it, God was just talking to me and telling me that it's okay. Just help them and be there for them. And don't worry about what you're going to do for them tomorrow. Work on it that day and stop thinking about the future and just focus on right now. Focus on them right now and help them day to day, and call them and just tell them that you're there for them and that you appreciate them and how are you doing, and maybe send them a scripture or a song or just anything. This, he was just talking to me, and I just fell out with Krista. But anyway, let me back up a little bit. Sorry, I'm just rambling, I feel like. But at the beginning, when we were singing Our God Reigns and the prayer line started, the lights went out, the lights in the ceiling. And in the Dallas, they have lamps on the ceiling fans. Those did not go out. So I was like, okay, that's weird. So we just kept going. Then the AC went out. And all the they opened the doors, and there's hallways all around. And those lights were on, and the foyer light was on. But we kept going. And during that time, I just felt like God was saying, I can take away your AC. I can take away your light. And are you still going to praise me? Are you still going to lift up your hands and still praise me, even though you can't see, and even though, you know, there's no air? And anyway, when I sat down, my heart was just pumping out through my chest, and this guy got up, and I couldn't tell you one thing he said, because all I was thinking about was all those things running through my head and how God helped me get that confirmation that me and Andrew are actually supposed to be here helping with the youth and leading them to where we're supposed to be, which is our goal. And my cousin Ashley was sitting right next to me, and she had no clue what was going on, and she said, Brittany, I feel you need to get up. I feel like you have something that you have to say for these young people, and you need to get up. And I was looking around, and I was like, Ashley, how many people are here? And she was like, oh, like 200, 300, and that's not me. This is really hard for me right now. But anyway, so I got up and told everybody what the Lord had done to me. I feel like I wasn't telling them, but I was just telling him that I heard him and that I received his confirmation, and how thankful I was that I don't have to worry about this. It's not a burden. I have a burden, but it's not a struggle for me to deal with the youth. It's a joy to help them and lead them on. And then Brother Michael Smith got up, and he did awesome, which I'll let some of the others tell what they got from that. And then Brother David, and then Brother Chad got up and was talking about with his illness, he feels like God's telling him that I want you to think about all the others that have suffered with illnesses and feel their pain. And he said that it had been really dealing with him and Kim, and that he asked Kim to come stand next to him at the pulpit and testify. And if y'all know her, that's not her whatsoever at all. So she got up there, and she did outstanding. I mean, God was just speaking through her to us. And then they started singing a song, and Chad asked for a wireless mic, and he got on the banister and started talking about how, I mean, he was just blunt with all of us. Stop sinning. Stop, you know, backsliding. Just be here. Just be here to listen to what the people are saying. And then as he said that, all the lights went off, you guys. All the lights went off. And the Spirit just, I mean, rose up. And that was not a fuse. That was not a fuse that just went out, because that would have taken out all the lights. And it hadn't even gone out in the dining room the whole time. Okay, so was God there? Yes. Anyway, so, I mean, for like 20 minutes, everyone was just in the Spirit. And then all of a sudden, they just all turned back on at one time. One time, they just all turned back on. Anyway, so I just want to say that I'm very thankful that we went. I was sad that Andrew couldn't go with me, or us, but I think we managed. And we have an awesome, awesome, one more time, awesome youth group. And I'm really excited to see where they're going. And I've started thinking that day-to-day basis, we feel like we're doing all right in church and with God, and we have a good relationship. But I started thinking that you can always do more. You can always do better, and you can always read a little bit more, and you can always pray a little bit more, and you can come to church every single service rather than just on Sundays. And I want to let y'all know that let's go a little bit further. Let's try a little bit harder and to press in and actually touch him and reach up to him and have an intimate relationship with him. Anyway, I'll let her talk about that. But anyway, I'm very thankful that we got to go.
I'm thankful I got to go. I know I'm not from Little Rock, but I'm close enough, so. I'm very glad I got to go with Little Rock Youth. I'm really thankful for Little Rock Youth. I mean, they make me feel a part. Y'all can hear me, right? Okay, it's on. Okay. When Sister, sorry, I wrote it on my hand. When Sister Lynette was singing, I don't know, I don't remember what song was. I'm too nervous right now. But it says, give him my all, not just a part. I want to give him everything. And from this, you know, today, I never thought that I would get drunk in the Spirit in a church van or on a bus or anywhere. I never thought that I'd get drunk in the Spirit in a church van. And it happened. I've never been drunk in the Spirit before. it was scary to me because I couldn't feel anything. I mean, I could feel the spirit, but I couldn't feel my body. I couldn't feel my arms. I couldn't feel my legs. It was just weak. I couldn't feel anything, and it was scary to me. But then I thought, wow, I've never been drunk in the spirit before. This is awesome. This is great. But last night it was just, I mean, words can't explain. She said it was awesome. Words just can't explain it. It was more than awesome. Y'all just had to be there to see. But my throat's going out now, so my voice. But what I got from that song she just sang was give him your all and not just a part. Because from this day, or not from this day, but like since, you know, I've got the Holy Ghost until now, I haven't given him my all. I'm just giving him a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. But this time I want to give him everything. And when I give him everything, he rewards me. He gives me what I need to fill my heart. And I can't just give him just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. I have to give him everything. And I just really thankful I got to go. Somebody's got to be feeling something right now.
I'll go ahead and stand up if anybody else won't get up. But I enjoyed the trip over to Dallas, and I helped two Mexican people try to get the Holy Ghost. But they did, but I didn't. So, but I enjoyed it, and there was a lot of people there. I met new friends and everything, and but I got to go.
I just wanted to tell y'all something God did for me in Dallas. I went through the prayer line, and I didn't get what I needed, and I'm going to go ahead and confess to y'all that when I didn't get the touch from God that I was looking for, I was very bitter, and I left the building, and I blamed God, and I blamed the church, and I blamed everyone else besides myself for all the problems I was having, and I promised myself I was never going to come back to church. But anyway, I had my good little cry, and I came back inside, and the second time the Spirit fell in, I got a good touch. I didn't get a refilling of the Holy Ghost that I was looking for, but God touched me. And then on the way back from Dallas, the Spirit fell into the van, and God, I guess he didn't reveal it to me. It's something I've known the whole time. I just refused to accept it. That I thought this whole time that God didn't want to touch me, that he didn't want to save me, or that he may have wanted to save me, but he couldn't save me. But he revealed, I know that it's not his fault or anyone else's fault. It's my own prideful and rebellious spirit, and it's hard for me to break that spirit, but I know God's going to help me break that spirit. And I know that my spirit has been showing a lot lately, and I wanted to apologize to all of you for my spirit and not being the example that I should be. God's going to help me break the spirit, and I'm going to be closer to him. I know I'm going to walk out those doors, and the world's going to pull on me again, but God's going to keep bringing me back. Thank all of you for being here for me.
Okay, well, if I don't get up now, then I probably won't get up at all, because knowing myself, I just hold back a lot. At the meeting, me, Donovan, Caleb, and Anthony were going to end up having to stay in this trailer, and the air kept going out, and it wasn't what we expected, you know. But we just kept talking about, don't complain, you know, it's no big deal. This is what they've all gone through, you know, in the past. You know, Sister Lineker had a testimony about that, you know, when they'd go to meetings and stuff. And during the service, I mean, I just got so much. It was like, I heard somebody talking about they got a complete revelation of the body or something. And I just, there was so much that was revealed that I had questions about, that I didn't understand, that I didn't, just I couldn't fathom at all. And something Brother Michael got up and was talking about was put off our preconceived expectations to that God's not going to bless us the way maybe we think we should get blessed. It's like, okay, God, bless me how I am now, come on. And Brother David Perry talked about that too, and it's like, where's God at, you know? But God's going to bless us in a way that He can be glorified, not our flesh. And that's just something that's stuck with me. I mean, I've got 2 pages full of notes. The person sitting next to me was like, what are you writing all that down for? Just get the tapes. And then the power went out. You know, so I'm like, see, there's a reason. I mean, and before service started, we were sitting back there. We were going to get close up front. And I texted Sister Brittany. I was looking for Brother Michael, and I couldn't find him. I said, is anybody going to be up on the platform, you know, for Little Rock? Is Brother Michael going to go up there? And all she said back was, go. And then I got 3 other text messages, go. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they told me to just go on up on the platform, and I'm thinking, that's not my place. This is, you know, I'm Brandon. I sit over in the corner of the church, and that's my place, and that's where I want to stay. And I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know. Anyways, I finally just gave over and was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to respect my youth leader, even if I think I'm stupid and don't need to go up there. I'm going to respect them, and I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to sit there. Well, luckily, I got a seat on the back row, and I was very thankful for that. I'm like, nobody can see me. I'm back here in my own little spot. And I was the only one back there, and then about 5 other brothers came and sat next to me. I was like, oh, at least I'm not alone. But there was just, it was an amazing move of the Spirit. During the prayer line, Brother Tori Zimmerman pulled me down and come help us pray, you know, and just all the people, the Spirit was so strong. I was doubting the whole time that God was even, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know what my calling is, but doubting that God has chosen me, that He's calling me. And during that, I was just praying for the different, I saw different youth from Little Rock coming through, and it touched me so much to see how much our youth is hanging on, you know, that they want to go on in their walk with God. And it's just so powerful to see, you know, the youth of, and I told somebody who was coming through, we're the youth of the body of Christ, and we're the youth of Little Rock, and we've got to go on, and we've got to lead, and we've got to be strong. We can't back down now. Now's not the time to back down. Now's the time to keep going and keep going strong. But it was, I mean, there were so many things but when Brother Chad got up on the banister, it was just like he was doing what God had called him to do there. He's seeing how willing someone is to follow the Lord. It's very powerful, and people were just falling all over. I had Brandon Lineker next to me, and he fell over on me and then fell the other way and tripped over different people in the floor, and everybody was out on the floor. And I was like, God, this is what we're doing. This is what we're living for. This is our life, and this is what we want to do. We want to keep going for you. And it was just really great. I'm just very thankful that I got to go and I got the experience. And Sister Marissa's talking about has never gotten that drunk before. I doubted very, very seriously that I would ever get that deep, deep touch that I needed. Because, I mean, I would go down front, and I have gotten somewhat bitter at not getting the full touch I thought I needed. And when we were down front, I was just praying for different people. And it was when the lights had gone out, and I was with Donovan and Nathan and Caleb and Anthony and several other people. It was dark, couldn't see that much. But it was like the Lord just hit me so strong, I fell back against the pew, and it was amazing. I really can't describe what God's done for me on this trip, you know. And I told, I was riding back in the van, I said, I'm going to dread going to school tomorrow, you know. But that's just another, that's just something I'm going to have to go through and learn how to cope with and deal with to get my spiritual life and what I have in church and what I have with my friends and my family and God, what taking that into my everyday life. That needs to shine through in my everyday life. When people see me, they need to know that something's different, that it's, that I don't even care if they, I don't know. I want to be different than the world. I don't want to be a part of the world. I don't ever want to be part of the world. And I just pray that God keeps me in this and continues to give me a vision of the body of Christ, because I want to go on. This is what I'm living for. And I'm just very thankful for all that God's doing with us.
Well, I'm so incredibly thankful I was able to go. I just had a feeling deep in my heart that I really needed to go to this meeting. Like, at first, like, I got off work, and then I told him that, you know, I was going to be able to work, and I wasn't going to go to, go to the meeting. But then I just felt, like, deep inside, you know, I just needed to go. I didn't know why. But God, I don't know why. I just felt like I needed to go. So I just called him. I told him. I was like, okay, I can't go to work, because I'm going to have to go to this meeting. So I got off work, and I was able to go, and I, the day thing, and then we got to church, and we all went up front and everything, and started having a prayer line, and me and Rachel and some other girls and Ruth and everybody went through the prayer line, and, you know, I, you know, felt the Spirit and everything, and Brother Michael, he talked to me, and I didn't remember everything that he said, but it touched my heart so deeply. And I just couldn't stop thinking about that, what he told me. He talked about peace and everything. And I just felt like I couldn't stop crying, and I just started crying and crying, and I couldn't stop, and I went through the prayer line. And I was at the end of the prayer line, I just couldn't stop crying. And so I went to the bathroom and everything, and then I went back out and sat down. And I felt so... I just felt the Spirit so full, and I just couldn't stop crying, and everybody was up front and everything, and I was like, God, if this is you, if this just isn't me, you know, feeling, you know, emotional or whatever, show me that it's you. And then the lights, I mean, I know that was the lights, but the lights started going off, and I know that was God that probably was, you know, anyways, I'm getting confused. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Okay. But I just felt so, I couldn't stop crying. That's just a big thing. But I was like, okay. And everybody was up front. And then the lights went out and everything. And I was like, I just felt so, I needed to go back up. And everybody around me was, you know, feeling the Spirit. But I was like, oh, I just need to go up. I didn't want to go by myself. So I was like, okay, Rachel, you want to go up with me? And so... we both went up, and, first of all, let me tell you this. Before we went up front, I was like, okay, God, because I was thinking about going up front, but I didn't know, you know, if I should, you know, go again. I've already went through the prayer line once. So I was like, okay, if I should go up front, just show me, God. And then all of a sudden, a fire alarm started going off back in the back. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but I did. I was like, okay, I just can't stop. So then I got asked Rachel, and then we went up front, and I got the most best touch from God I've ever had. And every single pastor that prayed for me spoke to me, and they spoke words that I needed to hear, and I feel like that was God talking through them, talking to my heart, and I know that I need God. I can't live without him. And I'm just so thankful. And some of the things that they talked about was, you know, they talked about the Lord is going to deal with you in a way that it's not what you want. Like, you know, you can think, you know, like, you're like, okay, God, if I need to do this, you can do this. Show me this, you know. But they was like, who was that? It was Brother David Perry. He said that God is going to deal with us in a way that we know it's him. It's not somebody else. We are going to know that it's him. And we need to pray that, you know, that we know it's him. And then something else they said was put blinders on. Pretend like you're a horse. Like, I'm just going to say this. Like, you're a horse. Whenever you pray, put blinders on. Don't think about anything else. Think about God. And think, you know, you want to get close to him and feel his touch. And then another thing they said that stood out to me was be a true worshiper. Don't pretend. Be a true worshiper. And then another thing was listen. Listen to God. Like, whenever Brother Chad, whenever he got up on the pew thingamajig up there, he was talking, and I just stopped and listened, and it was just everybody speaking in tongues was so strong. It just sounded so good. It was just so great. I mean, I'm just so happy. And then another thing, we was on the way back in the van, and we was all singing songs, just singing and, you know, pulling on God. And it just felt like God was just right there. He was right there waiting for us to pull on him. And we were singing, and with the song, The Blood of Jesus was on. And I was listening to the words, and I got my notebook out, and I started writing. I couldn't stop writing. It's like, these words just came to me. It's like God was telling me that his blood is like a blanket. Pretend his blood is like a blanket around us. His blood is covering us. His blood is pure and clean. The world is not pure and clean. God's blood is. And that's just about what I was going to say. But I'm so thankful I'm so thankful I was able to go.
I have no clue what I'm going to say, but this was the best experience I've ever had in my life. It was just, I don't know what to say. When the prayer line went through, I went up there with Marissa. We went around there twice. I didn't even know when this fire alarm went off. I didn't even hear that. I had to hear what all happened afterwards. But what Sarah was saying, every minister that talked to me, spoke right to my heart, and it was wonderful. And then on the way back, I didn't ride in the church van. I rode with Sister Lynette in her van, and we were just singing, and then we got this phone call, Brittany, and it was just of everybody on the church van speaking in tongues. Like, oh my gosh, this happened to our youth. And Sister Cindy was talking. How long, like a year ago, I wouldn't even think that I would have been here. And how far I came along, and I was just thinking about that. And I just start speaking in tongues in the back of Lynette's van. I was just like, oh my gosh. And then we get here, and oh, the Lord showed me things I can't even explain, but the Lord is going to use us in so many ways. He has chosen us. Don't doubt what he has chosen, because he knows that you can do this. You can do this. Otherwise, he wouldn't have chosen you to do it. And I don't know. I'm shaking real bad, but this was just the best thing that I have ever experienced, ever.
I got to go to the youth meeting. Everybody's been known. I've been trying to get a different job, and about 2-3 weeks ago, I went into work, and as soon as I got there, I felt this so strongly, quit your job. But I don't have another job to go to if I quit this one. And I mean, I called my mom. I was like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I need to quit my job. I don't know if something's going to happen here or what, but I just, feel like I need to walk out. But I gave my 2 weeks in, and I had that interview at AT&T, and I was really going on faith that I would get this job, and then I didn't, and I quit my job anyways, and then just doors about my photography started opening up, and I'm working on a website, and I don't really know where it's going to go, but I feel really strongly that it's going to go somewhere, so I'm really having faith on that. And lately, after the youth meeting, which was amazing, I felt like I was connected with the Lord, but something was missing. Like, I just felt a block. And, like, I couldn't get as close as I wanted to with him. And when we went to this meeting, when the Spirit moved, I mean, I just kept praying that, you know, that I could get the touch that I needed and get as close as I needed to him. And we went through the prayer line once, and I got a really good touch, but it kind of stopped, and I went back to my seat, and then Sarah asked me to go with her through the prayer line again, and I really started feeling that void that I had go away. And some of Brandon, I realized, was praying for me, and Brother Tori Zimmerman was praying for me. And then me and Sarah ended up being in the Spirit in the back by ourselves, and Brandon told me, I didn't realize it was him, but he came back there and was talking to us. And then when all the lights were out, when Chad and Kim started singing that song they sang, so my friend Leah and Brittany went down to the altar, and I went down there, and I could not stop sobbing. I just kept weeping and weeping, not really speaking in tongues, but just crying and crying. And I kept thinking, because I feel like I've just been holding on to past things and haven't, I mean, I've been looking at today, but I've just had past pulls. And I haven't really realized that I did. And I just kept crying and telling him that I was sorry for holding on to those things and just really wanting him to work in my life now. And I felt all those things leave me there. And I told Brittany the only way I could describe what I got was I was intimate with my Lord. I felt like he was there holding me. And, I mean, the whole time I could not stop sobbing. And then, I don't remember if anyone said this, but when the lights were off in the church, there was lights all the way around everywhere else. And I don't remember how you said that. God was shining, his light was shining in on us, all around us. And Chad got up, and after he got, well, he was talking, all the lights went off, and you could just feel the Spirit raise. And then when the lights came, I mean, it was just an awesome blessing there. And then when the lights came on again, it was just like a greater experience. And I mean, I can't really describe what I felt, but all I can say is that I finally got to be intimate with my Lord, and I'm just really glad I got to go.
I'm really thankful I got to go to Dallas, and I'm glad I got a good blessing. I think I really needed that, and I'm just thankful I got to go.
Well, I didn't go to Dallas, but I'm sure I'm glad y'all did. I wish I could have gone, but it sounds like you had a good time and you really got blessed by the Spirit. And the last 2 days, whenever the Spirit falls in somewhere, especially in the church, my nose tingles. And I know that sounds weird, but for the last 2 days, my nose has been tingling. And so I was like, either A, I had a football game Friday night, and I get home and like 1:30, 1:45, that's why I couldn't go. And I was like, maybe just something got knocked loose at the football game or something like that. And I was like, and then get back, and like, oh, that's what happened. Like, I mean, you know the Lord has done something when you feel it in your nose. I mean, okay, I'm sorry. You know, you can smell it. You can smell it in the air. You know something. Kind of hard to be serious when you got people laughing. So, but I really am glad. I mean, I feel, I don't know. I wasn't meaning that to be funny. It just came out that way. But I never get nervous right now. My legs are trembling. It's like a leaf on a tree. I'm shaking so much. I don't know why. How I didn't go. But I am glad y'all went. And just something I've been thinking about when I was up there just listening to y'all speak, just thinking that the light, like you said, the light shone in. Like it's all God's light shone in. And we gotta be the lights of the world. And it's our time to stand. We don't need to be sitting down. I mean, most time when you get something like this, okay, 2 weeks through, oh yeah, I'm all on fire for God. And after that, you're dead. I mean, am I right or am I right? I mean, but we don't need to be doing that. We got to keep standing. We can't be sitting down. It's our time to stand. We have something to look forward to. We have a God to live for. And I remember when I first got the Holy Ghost, it's when the church was shaking up real bad, and I went up front and I got a blessing, but not the blessing I was looking for, like y'all have been talking about. And I was in a bad mood. I was muttering, mumbling. I was not happy. And I was sitting in the back, and I was when I wore glasses. I forgot my glasses up front, so I walked back up there and got them. And my cousin Phil, Phil Fisher, he grabbed my arm and said, "Hey, let's go up and get prayed again." I was like, I was that rebellious spirit in me. I did not want to go up. And something told me, just go. And when I broke that pride and just took that first step, I mean, that first step is all that counts. And then once I'm up there, that's all she wrote. I mean, that's when I got that blessing you know, I've been talking about. Just and that, up till then, I've been having doubts. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Am I supposed to be somewhere else? Am I supposed to be in church? Does God really want me? And after that, it removed all doubt. And it's like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Where else would I want to go? Where could I go besides right here? And I haven't had a doubt since. Times have been rough before, but they're starting to look up. The sun's coming up. The sun's coming up on our youth, and we're the church of tomorrow. And we got to start stepping up. We got to start standing up and being the lights of the youth. We can't be sitting down. We got to be standing up for the Lord. We can't be sitting down. We got to be showing our lives to the world. We can't be under a bushel. We got to start showing our lives to the world so people see us walking in the hall and know they're different. We're different. I want to be like them. I want to be like them. I want to be in there. I want to be in their church. I want to worship God like they do. I don't want to get rid of these old robes. I want to give them all coat, put on a new coat that Jesus gave to me. I want what they have, and we got to give it to them. We can't be sitting down. We got to give it to them. We can't be sitting down saying, oh, I'm all this in a bag. I got to give us my blessing. Give us our blessing. We got to give our blessing to the world. We're being selfish. We don't. We got to give our blessing to the world. If we don't, it's all false. We're being prejudiced. We got to give our blessing to the world. If not, we are being so selfish. We can't be sitting watching people sit around and say, oh, man, and not help them at all. Not help them at all. You sit there going through a hard time. Your own pride says, I'm not going to help them. They smoke weed. They do crack. They don't do this and that. We got to break our pride. We got to help them. I mean, we can't be sitting here going, oh, my God, I have all this prejudice stored up inside us. We have to break our pride, break our prejudice, break free, and help those people. If not, where are they going to go? Who else is going to help them? We need to help them. We have to help them. It's our job. It's our responsibility. As sons and daughters in Christ, we have to. God, I'm shaking like a leaf on a tree. I don't know what's coming over me, but I'm just proud to be here tonight. I know what else we need to be proud, but I'm proud. I'm glad I'm here. Where else would I want to go? I'm proud to be a child of the King. I'm a son of the King. God loves us. We have to keep keep it going. We can't stop. We can't be going this 2 weeks and die. We have to keep going. If we don't, where else is everybody else going to go? Where? We have to be an encouragement to other people. I mean, even if it's just much as a smile. Like I've said before, a smile will make somebody's day. I mean, even if you're faking, just give a smile. I mean, you heard me that time I got up and talked about that. And just smile about it. Is it, man? That person had the worst day. Their boyfriend dumped them, this and that. And you get that little smile. It's happened to me before. My boyfriend didn't dump me, but. No, but I used to have a girlfriend from Brownsville, and she dumped me. Oh my gosh, it killed me. It really did. I mean, even anybody's gone through a breakup knows what it feels like. 10 months. Oh, I thought she was the one. Oh yeah. And she broke up with me and just gave me some. Oh, it's not your fault. It's mine. And I was in the gutters. I was not a happy camper. I was. Oh, it was horrible. I've never been so low in my life, and. Things, I had some problems with people around me, and just like, and finally just, I mean, people like my dad, especially my dad and my cousin Phil, just gave me all these words of encouragement, and finally, things started looking up. The sun started shining on the horizon. You know, this is our day. Our day's coming. That sun's coming up on our day. I mean, it's coming up on our horizon. We have to travel across that horizon, travel across the plains, and do our job, do our responsibility and duty. If we don't, who's going to do it? Really, that's our job, and we have to. Just think about it. I mean, what else would I do? I mean, I wish I could. I mean, what did I do yesterday? I took pictures of motorcycles and watched TV. I mean, I wish I was in Dallas. Yes, I was wishing I was in Dallas. But think about all the other people in the world. What do they do with their spare time? They should be here, and we're not helping by not telling them about it. I mean, if we're just sitting here not telling, just watching people pass by and not trying to encourage them and help them out, we're not. Where are they going to get their help from? It doesn't. I came up here, I didn't know what I was going to say, and now I'm stumbling around, so I better sit down. So I'm just thankful to be here tonight. I'm really thankful y'all went to Dallas and brought this back to us and spilled y'all's cup upon us.
Something down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. Well, something
down inside of me keeps telling me to go on.
Oh, something down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. Go on, go on,
go on.
Oh, yes, the Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me, go on, go on, go on, go on. Oh, there's something down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that's telling me, go on. There's something down inside of me keeps telling me, go on. The Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me go on. Go on, go on.
Oh,
yeah, there's something down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. Oh, something down inside of me keeps telling me go on.
Go on, go on, go on, go on.
Go on, go on, go on, go on. Ghost inside of me keeps telling me to Thank you.